Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Oh, you got whatever it is.
New Country, 93.1 The Wolf, and hard to believe, but we have knocked out 5 days, or we're about to, and there's only one question that needs to be answered.
Is it Friday yet?
Yes, it is.
Is the weekend here?
Yes.
Is it time for me to kick things off with an ice cold beer?
Uh-huh.
Been working so dang hard that I forget. Is it Friday yet?
Well, it just so happens that it is Friday. Let's do it.
Yeah. All right, here we go.
Here we go in 3, 2, 1.
Thank God it's Friday.
Thank God it's Friday.
Have a great weekend, everybody.
Friday rocks.
Welcome to the show. Thank you for joining us.
We're all going to have a real good time.
You promise?
I promise. I promise. No tricks.
If that's indeed the case,
let us begin.
All right. How'd you sleep last night?
I think I slept all right, ready to go back to bed.
I think what I have discovered is that I sleep best with earplugs in.
Really?
Yep. Last night I stuffed a pair of my shooting earplugs in, got under the covers and passed out.
Interesting.
Yeah, so I think maybe I hear little noises that wake me up and I don't realize it, you know what I mean?
Note to self, now's the time to break into Dell's house.
Yeah. Hey, I got an alarm system, and I'm armed.
Ooh, never mind.
And if I'm half asleep, and I'm armed...
Even worse.
You could have problems. Yeah. All right, welcome to Friday. It's here, and I can't think of a better day to play a boat song and start off with Chris Jansen on The Wolf.
I ain't rich, but I damn sure...
I'm a brand new man.
New Country, 93.1 The Wolf, Wake Up at The Wolf Show, 625, Dale O'Brien, Annie and Chase, Odds and Ends time. Every year when this date rolls around, from the time the evening of the tent comes around, I start thinking about, you know, the events of this day 19 years ago. It was a Tuesday. Everyone remembers where they were. You're old enough. Mm-hmm. I was programming a radio station in Atlanta, and we were getting ready to have a meeting, and I had to go up the hall to get something, and I came back, and as I passed the sales manager's office, she says, "Hey, Dale, have you seen this?" And there are TV monitors in all the offices, because we had a TV station in the building, too, and it was, you know, the smoke coming out of that North Tower, and... I was like, wow. And they were saying something about a small plane had hit it or something. I immediately didn't buy that. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I went back to the control room and told the guys to keep an eye on it. And, of course, everything just started happening super fast. 8:46 is the time that the North Tower got hit. The South Tower got hit by that second plane at 9:03. I was watching when that happened. I saw the plane come around. I said, wait, what? Look at this. And, you know, about the time you see the plane, then you see the explosion.
Mm-hmm.
9:37 was the Pentagon hit. 9:59, the South Tower collapsed. 10:07, Flight 93 crashed in Pennsylvania. And at 10:28, the North Tower collapsed. You know, and sometimes I forget how quickly it all happened. I think maybe, you know, that South Tower, that was in the afternoon. No.
No. Mm-hmm.
It was not even 10:30 in the morning. When that went down. So, I mean, I know that everybody has their own, you know, remembrance and the way they remember what happened on that day. But next year is the 20th, and it's hard to believe it's been almost 20 years. It doesn't seem.
Tell me.
Does it? I mean, it just seems it's all so clear in my memory. My son was not even 2 years old yet, you know, and you start realizing that, you know, this is a coordinated thing. And then everybody started panicking. You gotta go get my kid.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Gotta go get my kid. It was chaos.
We went home. I remember getting picked up from school early that day too. We were in a trailer and we were watching on TV, and the next thing I know, you know, my mama came and got us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. My mom came and ate lunch with me that day. Mm-hmm. And I remember the teachers walked by in the cafeteria and they looked at her and they said, "Is it true?" And my mom said, "Yeah." And, you know, me not knowing what's going on, I'm like, "Hey, you know, what's really happening?" But I didn't realize till later that evening when we're all gathered around a little TV, a little black and white TV. And you kind of see what's happening, you know?
Mm-hmm. How old were you at the time, Chase?
I was nine, if that helps.
Okay, you were nine.
Probably around there. I remember I was somewhere in elementary school.
Yeah, well, quick math, you're 29, it was 19 years ago.
Well, that makes it 10. Yeah. Perfect. There we go. That was easy.
You're welcome. You know, it's like one of those word problems. You know, I was never very good at them, but that one I got, you know.
I got that one.
All right, some other stuff. NFL last night, the season opened. The Kansas City Chiefs beat the Texans 34-20 last night. No surprise. Remember last year's Super Bowl winners. Everybody expecting a great year from those guys again this year. The Just Born Inc. That's the company that makes Peeps.
Yes.
Now, you either like Peeps or you don't like Peeps.
There's no middle ground.
No, there's not. You're so right. I can't stand them. I can't do it. They are not going to produce Halloween or Christmas Peeps this year.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, darn. What am I going to blow up in the microwave now?
The Rona has really slowed their production down. They've had a lot of people out at their plants. They're going to focus on fulfilling orders for Easter 2021.
Well, you know what's going to make a nasty return? Candy corn.
Oh, get over it. It's delicious.
Candy corn sucks.
My dog loves it. It's her favorite treat.
Perfect.
Well,
it's dog
that's
food.
A good example.
Just shows you right there. Candy corn is great dog food.
I like it in small amounts.
The pumpkin spice craze continues, and Denny's is cashing in. They've got pumpkin pecan pancakes made with real pumpkin, pecan, and pecan pie sauce.
Not going to lie, that sounds good.
I would try it.
Yes. Speaking of pumpkin spice, I have my coffee in front of me this morning that has my pumpkin spice creamer in it.
You're so basic.
But you fell into the trap, though, didn't you? I can see it now. You were at the grocery store. You saw it on that end cap in that cooler and said, I got to do it.
It's been a while.
I might as well. It's been a year. I mean, come on.
I know.
Finally, Amazon says they are planning on starting Black Friday in October. Amazon's going to start offering Black Friday deals on October 26. The deal will run until Black Friday. Amazon's Prime Day may occur in early October this year.
Okay.
Get ready. Get your card ready. New Country, 93.1 The Wolf. It's the Wake Up with the Wolf show at 6:37. Dale O'Brien, Annie, and Chase. And evidently, two out of three single people have just said, you know what? I'm lowering the standards. I'm tired of being by myself.
They have that lonely bug.
Right. I guess what's happened is that they have not liked being alone while they were quarantining. And they're getting more worried about finding a relationship.
True love.
They also found 3/4 of people say that they spent more time talking with people they meet on dating apps before they get together during this time. Well, that makes sense, of course. I mean, you don't want to rush into that period. I mean, you got to be careful who you're getting together with. And once you get together, how are you going to handle that? Are you going to stay 6 feet apart? You're gonna do these things? But I guess the biggest thing about this is that people just are afraid of spending the rest of their life alone and are desperate to get into a relationship. So it's like, hey, you know what? There's a lot of things I can accept now that I might not have accepted a year ago.
They may start out 6 feet apart, but
yeah,
by the end of the date, that might not be so.
Mm-hmm. Come a little bit closer. Apart. Yeah. So if, as far as standards go, Annie, when you were dating, did you find it difficult to find a suitable date?
Absolutely. I gave up altogether, and then Danny kind of just showed up on my doorstep.
Literally.
So you had just said, okay, I'm done.
Yeah, I've known, you know, since I was probably 20 years old, what I was looking for in the opposite sex on who would put a ring on it, who I would absolutely marry, because I didn't take marriage lightly. And I had a whole checklist. And a lot of people think it's funny, but I literally used to pray for the man I wasn't with yet. And I prayed for all these things from him and all this kind of stuff. And Danny checked off every box. So eating leftovers, he's pretty much the perfect man.
Yeah, that disturbs me.
Yeah,
we're a little concerned as men that Danny doesn't really like leftovers. Because me, I'm in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We do.
So in fact, so many leftovers are better after they're in the fridge for a full day after you've eaten them.
For me, like Chinese food, it tastes better the next day, I think.
Spaghetti sauce.
Oh, yes.
Always better the following day. Come on,
but,
man.
You know, what we were talking about, you know, it's just a lot of people settle, and it's super sad because there's somebody out there for you. You don't have to settle. It's just being in the right mindset, loving yourself, loving you, and then that person will come along. You just have to be happy being alone and being just with you, and then you'll find that person. It happens every time, I promise you.
Listen at her. Listen at that hippie talk. I love it. It's time to get up, everybody. Let's go.
17 in a small town. Weak knees in the city.
New Country 93.1, The Wolf. It's good news story time. Annie, what you got?
So there's a guy named John. He works for Amazon. He lives in Massachusetts. And he was delivering packages last month when he heard a weird noise. And so he opened up his truck trying to figure out where it was coming from. And he couldn't find it. And he said it was just like indescribable what it sounded like. Kind of like when the wind howls through tree branches.
Ew, sounds spooky. And so it's,
yeah, creepy and just really confusing. And so John, being like just the naturally inquisitive guy that he is, he was like, okay, I'm going to find this noise. It's just too weird to not know what it is. He came up on like a fence all the way around a house. And he was like, the sound was so alarming that my heart sank. I just didn't know what to do. And he saw what the sound was coming from. And it was a 14-year-old husky named Luca, who had been treading water for God knows how long and was too exhausted to hold himself up any longer. He was in a pool.
Aww.
Super sad, right? And so he was like, I didn't second guess anything. I just jumped in after him, still wearing his shoes, had his phone in his pocket, everything, to save that dog. And the dog, once he rescued him, Luca, he didn't want John to leave him his side or anything. He sat with him for an hour and a half after he called animal control. And you know, it's always these stories that things like this happen, but somehow the animal control officer was a neighbor of the homeowners. And so he phoned them to let them know what happened. And I guess, you know, Luca's 14, so he's a senior dog. And he has a dog sitter come see him every day. And this all happened before the dog sitter ever got there. And if, you know, John hadn't been there to save the day, really, it just might have ended differently. It would have been really sad. And I think my favorite part, though, is that John, you know, is like, I don't know if I'm being modest or it's just the way I am, but I don't see myself as a hero, because that's what everybody was calling him. He says, I just see myself as a person who did what any dog owner would have done. And I think that's so true. I would have jumped in after him.
No, you're crying, not me.
Yeah. It's so sweet.
And for all you older people, his name is Luca. He lives upstairs from you. Yeah, I think you've seen him before. That's enough of that, but.
Yeah, that's enough.
Those of you who got it, you know what I'm talking about.
That's enough.
656. That was really bad.
Now, the Wake Up with a Wolf Show presents 5 after laughter.
But anyway, I feel fat. And I am, and it's my hormones. I have no testosterone. I went to the doctor. I had no testosterone, no progesterone. I have way too much estrogen, which evidently makes you bitter and angry and hateful. That's what my family says. I think they're bitter and hateful and angry. But it has messed up my weight and all that. Well, that, and I've been eating white flour. But let me, I have been on every diet in the world. I've done everything. I've done Whole 30. I've done South Beach. I have done Weight Watchers. All right, I praise God that Weight Watchers doesn't have a limit on how many times you can join. Because I have joined Weight Watchers 9 times and lost 7 pounds in all. Come to find out, you have to follow a program.
Hear 5 after laughter every morning at 7:05 on the Wake Up with the Wolf Show.
Baby, lay on back and relax.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show, Dale O'Brien, Annie, and Chase. We spoke yesterday briefly about that holiday creep where stuff starts to show up. And if you're one of these people who likes horror films and watching scary movies, a lot of people start thinking about that this time of year. I noticed that the original Halloween is on Amazon Prime already.
Is it?
Yeah. So, I mean, to me, that still one of the scariest movies I think I've ever seen, probably because of the time in my life I saw it. I was a teenager when I saw that. It was 1976, I think.
Yeah, that came back out in the day.
Yeah, okay, that's right. BC, before cable. Yeah.
Right.
So, yeah, that's right.
So that's on. The Conjuring, The Devil Made Me Do It, is a new movie opening this weekend.
Oof. God.
Here's your synopsis. Paranormal investigators Ed and Lorraine Warren, played by Patrick Wilson and Vera Farmiga, investigate a man accused of murder. He was possessed at the time of the incident.
I tell you what, any of those Conjuring movies are no bueno.
Yeah, they're no good.
I bought one thinking it was a different movie, and now every time I see that movie case, I'm like, ooh.
No, I don't want that. I also don't want that The Ring. No.
It's still haunting. Anytime my screen goes fuzzy, I'm still like,
oh. Waiting for that check to crawl out of your TV.
Yeah. Yes.
Terrible. Just awful. I hate it.
Unless you're back in.
Yeah.
Now, Chase, he likes the horror. He liked The Nun. Right?
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you, I had like thoughts in my head that would pop up. Like, you know, when you brush your teeth, you lean down, rinse out, and then you come back up. I'm always worried somebody's going to be behind me. And one time I thought it was the actual nun herself who played the character. And I tweeted her and I said, just to let you know, I had a bad experience in the bathroom brushing my teeth and you were popped up in the mirror. And she goes, that's the sweetest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah. It's so funny when you see the people who play that character when it's made up, horrifying. Yeah. But the woman who plays,
nice as can be.
Yes.
Yeah. She's still horrifying looking.
She is horrifying looking. Hey, what are you watching on Netflix right now that's good? Are you watching all the top 10 stuff? Are you watching Cobra Kai yet? Have you seen that? That's good. Mm-hmm. If you're looking for something different, on Amazon Prime right now, there's a show called 10 Star.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Interesting.
Tim Roth is in it. It'll be even more interesting to you in a second, Chase. It's set in a small town in the Canadian Rockies.
Ooh.
His family moves there from London. He becomes the police chief of a little town, and bad stuff starts happening.
Uh-huh. Of course it does.
But there's an annoying element to it, because I don't know why, but I've got a problem with these films where the hero is a recovering alcoholic. It's that kind
it's
of
like
a
Hancock
thing. Yeah, but it's well written though. Check it out.
Well, the truth, well, it hurts to say.
It's Travis Denning, and after a few, who, by the way, dates John Michael Montgomery's daughter, Madison Montgomery.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, we talked about her. She's a knockout.
She is a cutie patootie. I see wedding bills in their future, guys. Oh, that's getting real
bills
serious.
Or bills?
Both. They're getting real serious. Hey, today is Patriot Day. That is as we remember the events of September the 11th. It's also National Emergency Responders Day. So if that's what you do, thank you for what you do. We have so many in the Triad area out there every single day. And we work with a lot of the police departments and the fire departments and stuff on things. And we appreciate all that you do and going out there every day and just doing what you do on our behalf.
Yeah. And excuse me, big shout out to, you know, Vic Maynard, the Guilford County Sheriff's, and Chad Allison of the North Carolina Highway Patrol, and everybody who definitely works behind the scenes. You know, I've seen the dispatchers. It's amazing how they're able to type 1 million words a second.
I know.
Listen to what's going on and keep the person calm. I'm like, I couldn't do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have a friend of mine. Her son is a dispatcher, 911 dispatcher in Charlotte for the Charlotte Mecklenburg Police Department. That's a busy police department.
Yeah.
By the way, do not miss the opportunity to celebrate the small things. This is National Biscuits and Gravy Week. All right?
Amen.
And let me tell you something. We here in the South invented that. All right?
And perfected it even more.
You're right. We honed it to a fine, sharp edge. And who's got the best biscuits? I'm going to tell you something. You know, one of the best breakfasts in town, and a lot of people don't know, Country Barbecue.
Love it.
And their biscuits and gravy are great. I love it. And their sausage is good. So, I mean, if you're looking to celebrate, and why wouldn't you? Listen, if you're a true Southerner and you let National Biscuit and Gravy Week go by without having at least one biscuit.
Are you really a Southerner?
Yeah, are you?
I am, but I can't eat it, you guys. It sounds so good. And the sad thing is, I really am more of a fan of the McDonald's biscuits and gravy. I don't know what.
Now, I will tell you. Okay. All right. Okay. I will admit it's good. I hate to admit it.
It's super creamy. I like that rich creaminess. I'm always about that. They sell it in a can, not McDonald's, but a different brand sells it in a can at the grocery store.
No.
It's just like McDonald's.
Gravy?
No.
Yes. Gravy is good for you because it limbers the joints and makes them loose.
That lubricates your innards.
Bingo!
Exactly. So, yeah. This is some biscuits and gravy. Country 93.1 The Wolf, Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Grab your party horns.
Cause it's birthday time. What a day for celebrating. There'll be songs and gifts and some happy congregation. This is birthday time with your friends and your relations. It's a time for joy and happy celebrations.
Well, happy birthday to you. If you are celebrating today, it's Friday. What better way to celebrate your birthday than on the weekend? And you share that birthday with Charles Kelly from Lady A. He's 39 today. Ludacris is 43.
Luda!
That's Ludacris. <It's not> Luda. Taraji P. Henson is 50. Harry Connick Jr. is 53. And the Grateful Dead drummer, Mickey, what did I write here? Mickey Hart, Mickey Hall. He's 77.
Mickey Mouse.
Mick.
I can't read my handwriting this morning. And some local birthdays out there. Sam Zick of Kernersville, Bowen Hoffman of Winston-Salem, Marissa Rice of High Point, Sophia Manor of Clemens, and my little sister's best friend forever, little Hannah Joyner. Happy birthday to you, boo. Get your birthday in now by going to the website, 931wolfcountry.com. And just in case we missed yours,
happy birthday to you. Happy, happy birthday.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. It's 8:04. Off to the land of law and order we go. It's Nimrod News time. And a thrilling tale from the North Carolina State Highway Patrol.
Whoop, whoop.
Cumberland County. It's the county where Fayetteville is, for those of you who may not know that. The North Carolina Highway Patrol was on the job, and a trooper pulled over a car for speeding. Not unusual. Happens every day, all day long. Well, they searched his car and found out he was also in the process of smuggling moonshine.
Uh-oh.
Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear in the North Carolina hills where moonshine was transformed and transported by car. And that's where racing came from. NASCAR racing came right out of running moonshine, folks.
Wow.
He had 20 Damn. He had 20 gallon milk jugs filled with moonshine in his trunk that he was taking to, where you take it now?
County prison.
The North Carolina Alcohol Law Enforcement Division confiscated the moonshine, and they're investigating. And I saw a picture of the trooper standing beside of the vehicle with the back of it open, and all the moonshine jugs were there.
Well, if I was him, I would say that those were for alcohol septic cleaning supplies, because it would probably kill anything.
It's hand sanitizer.
Yeah. Absolutely.
It's hand sanitizer. We're making it out back of a cabin up in the hills here, but it's hand. Trust me. Rub it on your hands. It'll sanitize it.
If you hear an explosion later, that's just the the alcohol. Yeah.
Hey, man, it's a small business. Give me a break.
Give me a break, man.
I'm helping society by this manufacturing this stuff.
This is America. I can do it.
One more quick one here that I thought was amusing. Guy in Kentucky stole a police dog.
Oh,
you know how he did it?
Really?
You know how he did it?
Yeah.
He lured him in with Vienna sausages.
Hey, that'll do it.
That worked for me. I'm in. You got crackers to go with them?
Ooh, some good saltine.
Got to have some crackers with Vienna sausages. Guy's 26 years old. He's Brandon Harmon from Smithville, Kentucky. Managed to lure that police dog from a deputy sheriff's yard.
Oh, my God.
Cops figured it out after they picked up Brandon for trespassing, and he asked them if they knew what happened to their dog. They said no. So he said, I might have an idea.
Oh, God.
Seems like the guy, obviously not a master criminal or anything, but still.
No.
Lure me in with the dog. Yeah, I'll go.
Yes. But yeah, Vienna sausages. If you're going to try to lure me in with that, you've got to have the crackers or I ain't coming.
I can see you over there staring at me. No, baby. Come here, baby. Let me light up your world.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show and Keith Urban. And just to clarify from earlier when I said that the guy who stole the police dog lured it in with Vienna sausages, for those of you who don't know what I was talking about, he used Viennese.
Oh, okay, got it.
Yeah,
more of the Wake Up with the Wolf Show next.
Hey, I'm a biscuit. A good, enormous Biscuit King biscuit made from scratch and stuffed with whatever you want.
And now it's time for
Things You Need to Know.
Oh boy, is that me? Is this my time to shine?
It is your moment in the spotlight. Do with it what you will.
All right, well, I'm going to talk about my feelings for the next 20 minutes. It's Friday. That means it's time for 5 fun facts for your Friday. I don't want you to hold on tight today because I think I got some doozies in here. Right. Did you know our bodies contain 60 of the 118 elements on the periodic table, or about 51%, but there are only large quantities of 6 of them: oxygen, carbon, hydrogen, nitrogen, calcium, and phosphorus. So technically...
Wait, water's not on there?
Well, you know, oxygen and hydrogen, you know.
It's broken down in the various elements of the periodic table, so...
Yeah, so we contain half.
Chemistry, so.
So you got the hydrogen and the oxygen, and you got the water. Never mind.
H to the O to the, yep, that's it.
Okay. All right, yeah. Cool.
Did you know the word oxymoron is actually an oxymoron? It's the combination of two Greek words, oxy, meaning sharp and keen, and moron, meaning dull and stupid.
Oh, so Chase. Okay, cool.
Oxy means something totally different in West Virginia. Just saying.
Man, we should have ended on that one. Anyway, did you know Pez candies get their name from the German word? Oh boy, Pessimitz. I'm spitballing here on what that actually is.
Good enough.
Which means peppermint, since it was the original flavor.
I got to tell you, I loved Pez candies. I loved the dispensers, and I loved the taste of the candy.
Yes.
Me too, but I really think mint ones would have been a hit.
I like the fruit-flavored ones.
Mm-hmm. Did you know the population of Bangladesh is larger than that of Russia?
Oh, my gosh. The Mother people Russia. Piled on top of each other. Ugh, it's.
Yeah.
Look at pictures. If you don't believe it, Google it. Look at the pictures.
Yeah. Mm. Last but not least, here's your fun fact. Another fun fact for you today. Every British king or queen has a second birthday assigned to them if their real birthday isn't in the summer. So there's good weather for their birthday parade. Like Queen Elizabeth II's real birthday is April the 21st, but her official birthday is held on a Saturday in June.
What okay. kind of royal mess is that?
All right. I like this. This is a good idea. Leave it to the royals to come up with this. I'm going to start doing that. If it's a lousy day, my birthday, I'm moving that to some sunshiny weather.
That's right.
And yeah. Chase, your birthday is sort of in an iffy month. You never know what's going to happen. It could be raining.
It could be cool like it was this past time. It was cool.
That's exactly right.
This has been today's edition of...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
New Country, 93.1 The Wolf, 832. It's the Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Daniel O'Brien, Annie, and Chase. There is a word that Chase, for whatever reason, doesn't like, and it's an odd word. You know how a lot of people hate the word moist?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it don't bother me.
You know, it doesn't bother me either. Doesn't bother me at all. But Chase, and first of all, let me just preface this by saying, and there were never two more purebred chow hounds than Chase and me.
Mm-hmm. Too
we,
true.
We are professional eaters. We are bros. Do not try what we try at home.
I mean, you can, but you'd fail.
Yeah. Miserably. He hates the word meals.
I don't know why.
I don't understand.
So weird.
Meal.
Annie and I cannot figure out why someone who loves to sit down to a delicious meal doesn't like the word meals.
I think it's because when I hear it in my head, I hear somebody who's very nasally, meal.
That makes no sense.
You know,
all.
I think I might have found meals. The answer here. So it's called word aversion, and it's a feeling of intense, irrational distaste for the sound or sight of a particular word or phrase, not because it's used regarded as logically or grammatically wrong, because it's felt overused or redundant or trendy, but it's just because of the word itself. So you're just meals. Weird. Let's put it that way.
Meals. No. If that's the case, work. Yep, I don't like that one either.
But I'm trying to think if there's a word that bothers me in that way, and I can't think of a word that bothers me like that. How about you, Annie? Do you? Is there a word that bothers you like that?
No, I don't think so. There's a few that I know, like slacks or crevice. People don't like that.
Crevice.
Yeah, some of them just make me laugh. I don't get it. I don't understand.
Crevice.
Like crevices.
So clean every crack and crevice.
That's a moist crevice.
Oh, God.
Oh, wow.
Oh, she found it. She found the perfect horrible phrase. Oh.
Moist crevice.
Blue black Cadillacs driving in a slow. Have mercy.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show, 841, Dale and Brian, Annie and Chase. Yesterday, I had posted up a picture on my Instagram. I'm Wolfman Dale on Instagram. I posted a picture of lunch service at the Windows on the World restaurant, which was at the top of the World Trade Center North Tower on the 107th floor. Of course, little did anybody know that in less than 24 hours, those buildings would no longer even be there.
It's an eerie, photo, you know.
When you, it is, Chase. When you look at that picture and you think what was about to happen, I mean, people are up there, you know, just having lunch. That incredible view from the top of that restaurant, and what's even eerier to me and for me is that just about 3 weeks before that, I was in that dining room.
Wow.
Crazy.
Having dinner with some friends in New York. And when I saw that picture, it just like, gosh, look at that, you know?
And I was thinking too, when I saw that, how many of the people who worked there at the end of the day checked out and said, hey, I'll see you tomorrow morning.
Yep. You know? Mm-hmm. See you tomorrow. We'll do it again. So I just, that picture, when you look at it, if you want to see it, it's on my Instagram, Wolfman Dale. You can take a look at it. It's, it just happened. Somebody just happened to take that picture.
Not day, knowing. I mean, right. you don't know.
The day before. Yeah. All right. It's 8:42 now, and it is finally Friday. We're going to squeeze in a little time to have a little fun and officially kick off the weekend. We'll do that before 9.
93.1 The Wolf. Made in Carolina.
Sanford.
Hartsdale.
Printersville.
Now nearby.
And Howlin' next.
Grand opening of Burlington's newest store this Thursday at 1214 Bridford Parkway, where the first 300 customers...
Wake Up with the Wolf Show, Dale, Brian, Annie, and Chase. Guys, what day is it?
It's Friday!
Hey. Banjo break time, come on! Two. One, two, three, four, here we go!
Fridays are my favorite days.
Maximum effort.
All right, here we go. Let's go.
Come on now.
We're getting close.
Right now.
Here we go.
You and me.
You got it.
We all know the drill.
But it's Friday.
What day is it?
Friday.
TGIF. Am I right or what?
Right you are,
Come Friday night. It's finally Friday. I'm free again.
I've been working all week and I'm tired. I don't want to sleep. I want to have fun. Time for a good time.
I want it to win the way we go.
Guys, yesterday I thought that I posted that picture of Windows on the World on my
did you not?
Instagram. I put it up. If you're looking in Wolfman Dale, it's on there now if you want to see that picture of the restaurant.
Pour me another drink.
Country 93.1 The Wolf. Wow is all I can say. Wow.
Wow.
Out on the track yesterday, the truck that the Wolf is one of the sponsors of won.
Yeah. Wow. Number 98, I think his name is, yeah, Grant. Grant Enfinger. And he passed his teammate in like the last seven laps and he took home the finish.
How about that?
The easiest way to win a race is to throw down spike strips.
Yes.
across the other members who you're racing.
Yeah, that's the key right there. Always make sure your car is full of gas. Make sure your seatbelt's fastened and make sure you have spike strips.
Correct.
That are easily accessible.
Let it fade to black.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.